WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
TV critic David Bianculli has some things to report about the start of the new TV season. You say it's too early in the year to do that? Well, so does he.
Before I start ranting, let me play a clip from Covington Cross, a new ABC series premiering tonight. It stars Nigel Terry, who played King Arthur in the movie Excalibur. In this show, he plays a single father trying to raise four grown teenagers, and his house is his castle. Literally, because the show takes place in the Middle Ages, even though it's got a very modern slant. In this scene, Terry and his daughter, played by Ione Skye, argue over a prearranged marriage contract.
How could you?
I had no choice, Eleanor.
You could have said no. That's a choice.
It's not that simple.
How complicated can it be? I don't even know this man. I certainly don't love him.
I didn't know your mother before I married her. And when did love ever have anything to do with a marriage contract?
Well, it should, and it will for me.
My marriage was arranged. So was my father's and his father's before him. It's always been this way.
Well, it's wrong.
Covington Cross is a very unusual idea for a weekly series, and it certainly looks different than anything else on the air. And that's the point. It's also why the series is starting a full month before the fall season's supposed to start. Anything that can help a show stand out, whether it's castles and swords or a four-week head start, is fair game in 1992. And though Covington Cross is worth sampling, especially in the slow days of August, I'd actually rather wait. Now, I don't mean to make this a walking 5 miles in the snow to school story, but when I was a kid, TV was simpler. Not better, but simpler. There were only three networks then, and no cable networks. Every year, the new TV season started on the third week of September, which is when Detroit would unveil its new line of cars and launch major advertising campaigns around the new and returning shows. A big part of this ancient TV ritual was the fall preview issue of TV Guide, which ran pictures and descriptions of the new shows and a schedule of the new season. And that was it. Shows ran half a year and were repeated the other half. If you liked a show, you knew where to find it. If you didn't, if it was a real clunker like My Mother the Car, you just had to be patient because the network would replace it at the earliest opportunity, which in those days meant next season. These days, things are nuts. Old shows are moved around like pinballs, and new ones, instead of getting an order for 26 or 22 episodes, try to make their mark in 4 to 6 weeks. And these new shows are competing for attention not only with the established shows and with all the alternatives on cable and public TV, but with each other. This fall, there are a record 35 new series premiering on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. The odds are that only 3 or 4 of them will survive for a second season. Coincidentally, there are only about 3 or 4 of them that are worth watching. And unfortunately, the new shows that survive, and the new shows that are any good, are by no means the same ones. But because the networks are desperate to get you to sample their new shows, they're all trying to get a head start, or to hold back and wait until a lot of the fighting is over. So we have some fall shows that premiered even before Covington Cross, CBS's Raven and Fox's Melrose Place, and others that won't show up until October, like Fox's Class of 96 and Key West. And though mid-September is still the official start of the TV season, half of the new shows will have premiered prior to premiere week. That includes Covington Cross, as well as 2 other shows premiering later this week, Fox's Martin and The Heights. I'm in no particular hurry to review those shows either, though. Unlike the networks, I can wait. I've got a vacation to take.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.